Welcome to a new year, a new fucking pod, another fucking pod. That's how I feel. That's what I feel about this year. We're going to get this shit rolling and fucking flowing. Oh, and it's going to glow and be luminescent. It's Tupuff, a.k.a. ETG, a.k.a. Finding Nemo, a.k.a. Ethan Goldberg.
Who calls you Finding Nemo?
Martin.
Okay. That could be anyone. What's up, guys? It's 1X, and we are high and dry.
Welcome
back to the pod. Welcome back to 2021.
Welcome back. We haven't been here
before.
Maybe we have. Maybe we're in a cycle. Maybe we're in a loop. Maybe we're hurtling through the universe on an ever-spinning spiral of chaos and order.
Thanks, Morgan Freeman. guys, 2021, it's looking fresh. It's looking absolutely amazing. I can't predict anything. I'm not The Simpsons. Okay. I can't predict anything. But yeah, it's
weird with the Simpsons predictions. Do you actually think about that kind of shit?
Dude, all the flipping time.
Really?
It freaks me out.
Really?
Do you not think about that?
I don't know.
You
I think about it and yeah, like,
you know or you don't. Like, do you think about it? Yes or no?
I do think about it.
Yeah.
But I haven't like been like, yeah, it's definitely, I don't know. It's like the same thing with Nostradamus though, you know? You know Nostradamus?
No.
That he was a, what was it? An overseer. Or
of?
No, sorry, an oracle. He was like a guy who predicted World War II and World War I. It was like, but the thing is that in his descriptions was very vague. It was like, there will be a great war of countries in 200 years from whenever he was.
Right? Okay.
Same with, there was something else. You just like predicted things, but there was like a very vague thing. And I feel like it's like that akin to people kind of reaching for things. So it's when you see, when you have someone who, I don't know what they call it, those crystal ballers, those people. I don't know. What are they called? Fuck.
Future seers? What? Like the balls?
No,
or
fortune
tellers?
Fortune tellers.
Okay.
Jesus H. Christ. Why couldn't I remember that? They kind of say, I'm seeing the, and they're like, David? And then he's like, oh, David. And then it's like,
yeah.
But you're like spoon feeding it to me. It's
yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who start with the.
With a d.
With things. Not even.
Yeah.
I see a d, 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 d. And then it's like, it could be dragon. And it's like, oh, that's. And then you could tie it to anything.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's.
I think people like that kind of shit.
That's a thing. I can't remember what. That's a specific type of fortune
telling.
People
kind of just connect the dots. People go like, boom. You know, they place these things. And then we kind of go, we help them pull it in. And our brains do that as well, right? Like, think if you think about, like, how much lying we do, right? How much, like, we exaggerate stories or we change stories slightly, and we may be completely different, and we will never know, because to that person or to that thing...
Oh, to that, to the person you're telling the story?
Yeah, or...
Yeah.
No. But, like, more your experiences and, like, remembering experiences.
Oh, how you remember it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after it gets... far to see, it kind of gets vague. And I mean, like, you know, like people who are in like very traumatic experiences, they don't remember things as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
I
remember someone saying just very very, it's very small, but it was, for her it was very traumatic, it was quick, and it was kind of painless. So but she was like driving and a dude just grabbed her arm.
Yeah.
Like, she looked at it and she was like, she shouted. And then he let go and sped off. And she said she cannot remember his face. Even though she, like, looked at him and was, like, and, like, screamed at him and saw him. She was like, I cannot describe to you at all what his face looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, even that, like, you look at something and your eyes work all the other times, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how often do they, how do you know?
Yeah, so it's really about your memory deceiving you more than your eyes deceiving
and,
you.
And how you want to be perceived when you tell the stories or recount it, right? Because you'll always like make yourself out cooler or more...
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting when it actually...
When you tell the story, yeah, all the time.
Because it's like... Yeah,
because no one wants to actually listen to your story. Let's get real.
Yeah, let's get real. And like the point for point, like come on, make it a little bit spicy, bro. You gotta add
a little spice.
Yeah, what's a spice in?
What's a spice
in Spanish?
I don't know.
Oof. Fuck.
I don't know. So but there was an interesting way of trying to.
Yes.
To actually actively remember things, right?
Yeah.
And apparently the best way to do that, and also it's also a very unique way, also an interesting way to get time to pass as well.
Yeah.
Is to actually think about what you're looking at actively, like really actively think about what you are looking at, right? Yeah. Instead of just looking at something because you just have to have your eyes open.
Yeah.
Like.
Or you have to do something on it, but not actually pay attention to what it is that you're doing.
So, for example, like if you're looking at your pillow on your bed.
Exactly.
Like you're actively thinking about looking at that pillow.
Right.
Like what color is it? How many creases does it have? Is there a pattern on it? Doesn't it have a pattern? Why does it have a pattern on it?
It's interesting how things like that, like remembering very basic and like breaking things down, like one plus one, like that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of has like an echo effect on everything else and like the larger things. I would imagine that that's what you're saying to do in order to actively
remember things, because how many times have you actually driven down the same street, right, and you haven't really looked at a particular tree. You know there are trees.
Yeah.
You haven't really actively looked at a particular tree. You don't know what shape it bends, or how it grows, or you know what I mean.
Right, but that's what happens. That you see things all the time.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, like, you have conversations with the same people all the time, every day, be it your parents, be it your family members, friends, whoever they are. But sometimes, like, there are parts of conversations that you don't remember, or you don't remember speaking to your friends about, or your family members about. But it's because you may be partaking in them because they happen so regularly, right? So for example, like our podcasts, if we aren't active, because do you remember every single podcast that we've had?
I remember very well what we've talked about and what we numerously touch up on.
Exactly, right? Mm. But But we don't remember every single detail unless we try to actively, in that moment, remember, like, oh, I need to remember this part of the podcast for this future podcast, you know? But it's cool. I think it's pretty cool because it's actually the human brain telling itself to be better. Right? Like, you are telling your brain, you need to remember this.
Yeah.
You do not forget.
Listen, we're still working here, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're still here, huh?
Because, like,
life's still on?
I realized how many things I actually forget. And it's not that I don't try not to remember. It's that it's not really part of what I want to remember at that point.
You don't give a fuck.
You don't. You honestly don't.
Well, it's not remember 2020, am I right, guys? Hello. Yes, girlfriend. Yes, dude. I watched this fucking clip from Wendy.
No Wendy.
What's her name? Fuck. The talk show host, Wendy Black one.
I don't know.
Who do you recognize her?
Maybe, yeah. That's next to me.
Where's my phone?
Okay.
Anyways, on this show, she She asked the audience, like, one of her audience members was, like, on the mic. She was like, hey, Wendy, how you doing? And then he's like, fine, girlfriend. And then she was like, listen, my husband, before we got married, promised to have 2 kids. And we've had one, and now he says he doesn't want another one. What should I do? And then they're like, men have never been in charge of our bodies. And it's like, everyone's like, mm-hmm. And they're like, you need to trick him into giving you a baby. And then all girls were like, yes. And then there was one black dude in the audience, and he was like
what the fuck.
And like I need to show you, I'll show you the video, but god, it was so funny, bro. That should be illegal, right? You can't trick someone, right?
No. I think that's absolutely fine.
What?
I think that no.
What?
I think that's fine. I think that's look.
Just a kid, and the dude is like, no, I don't want one.
Yeah, because like, it's wait. Listen, I'm trying.
What?
Saying it's fine because it's funny. It's just honestly
wait.
It's like the best like 18 years of a joke.
Oh my,
it's like the best god joke.
That's
oh
probably
god,
what
that
like mistakes
so funny
are when people go like he was an accident. It's like the woman just wanted to have another baby.
Yeah, but like,
and the dude was
oh
like,
my god,
oh, for fuck's sake.
No, okay, so no, it's not right.
It's not right.
But at the same time, it's like whatever. Like I. That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
And then all of them are like, yes. And then one dude is like, oh.
I'm sorry, that's just, I don't know how to respond to that because that's actually just really funny. Yeah, what would you actually do in that situation? So let's say a girl tricks you into having a kid. Right, she comes to you one day and she's like, oh, Ethan, I'm pregnant. What do you do? At that point, what do you do?
A boy or abortion. What? That's what, I'll ask her that. I'll go like, boy or abortion. That's what I'll do.
But you don't know the second. I was asking like a genuine question.
Oh, but I gave you a genuine answer.
That was not a genuine answer.
Like right now, in this car, right now.
Like right now, if someone comes up to you and is like, yo, Ethan, I'm pregnant. What are you going to do?
I'm going to say, do you want to keep it? I'll ask her that.
Keep it?
And then she's like, it has a heartbeat. And I'm like, you know, you can.
What are you gonna do, Ethan? Like honestly,
if she wants an abortion, I'll pay for it.
Okay.
If not,
yeah,
I will beg her to get an abortion.
Sheesh!
If she's not,
yeah.
And I'm not pro. I'm not like happy about it. And that's the thing is with like being, because you are pro-abortion, right? Like.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I'm not happy. Me too. I'm not, like, thrilled when I hear about it. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, happy. I'm like, woohoo, yeah! You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't think anyone is. Because, yeah, like, everyone... Because, like, there's
no,
a...
But there's some women that go, like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, okay.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm like... Not women. People in general. They're like that. I feel
there's an emotional trauma that you go through.
I do. And then I can't even imagine what a woman must feel.
Yeah.
I don't know what would happen. I'd have to kill myself. Like, no, with work. I would have to like just.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To provide for the child.
But yeah, you see, that's the thing is that like they, like,
I just fucking murdered this chocolate bar though. Holy shit.
They do have so much control. Like that is the truth.
Somewhere ruined your. But then. Because she made that decision.
Yeah.
I have to pay for the kid. 100%.
You have to. It's like 50. Like it depends. 50? It depends on the marriage, but
it's
like
not gonna be like that. Though,
or 50. Or not marriage, but okay, like.
Yeah, you know, it's
so,
weird, hey?
No, it's like just like that's so messed up because it like is. That's that is, that could happen. Mm. Like, I would imagine that it has happened.
Yeah,
because like that is a huge possibility. Yeah. But like, what do, like as
especially when there's money involved,
as a man in 2021, right? Yeah. What do you do in that situation? Know. You know, like it's
live off the grid. Live off the grid.
Yeah, because there's no running away from it. Okay, if you're responsible, there's no running away from it.
Ooh.
Bad idea. You shouldn't have had chocolate and then a monster.
Ooh, that is so dog shit. Even like anything with chocolate doesn't, like drinks with chocolate don't really go.
Milk with chocolate's good.
No, chocolate when you're hydrated. That's what's
okay. Good. Yeah, listen, If I was put in that situation, the only thing that I would imagine seeing myself doing is just being supportive, as you said.
Yeah,
like that's just like literally that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Because
fuck.com.
Yeah, because like if you are put in that situation, first of all, she's a bitch.
Yeah. First of all,
I'm sorry.
Fuck that bitch. And like, secondly, god damn it, but does he look like me?
The thing is like, do you think it would be different if you were in a long term relationship, like you married or like you have? Would it be different?
Like compared to a one night stand? Are you fucking kidding?
You know, of course. But would you treat it different? You'd obviously treat it differently, would you?
Yeah, for sure. I'd be much more like, okay, you're keeping it, okay. And then with the girlfriend, I'd be more. You want to keep it or like?
You want a dog or?
You want a dog or something else? We can vacuum that shit up.
Oh, dude, no! Flip off! That's so gross.
You can't do that. Actually, I googled. Anyways,
of course you did.
Just you want a low budget shit with the ladies. Just the real bonding experience.
Dude, <It's> flip.
God, it makes me uncomfortable.
That really does.
Yeah, it's. Ugh.
Anyway,
Jesus.
So back to 21. So what are your goals this year? Let's talk about goals.
Oh my god, yeah, what are New Year's resolutions?
What are you like honestly, what are your goals this year? let me start and then you can like chime in.
Okay, I just chimed in right there.
Okay. So my first goal is to get a car. It's get a car, buy property, and then also get an opportunity to work overseas.
Yeah,
those are my three goals. Good. Those are my three goals.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. The only thing I realized, like, the third goal is achievable. I know that it's achievable, but the only problem is if I get a car.
Yeah.
And then I move overseas, and I'm like, then what was the point in the car?
Yeah.
So I'm really on the fence about getting a car.
Yeah.
But I would love a car.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's like a step in the direction of being self-reliant, being equipped with tools that you're going to you're going to achieve your goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I'm not sure. Do you think that it's wise buying a vehicle with the third goal in mind of working overseas or moving overseas?
Yeah, you got to pick one, bro.
Okay.
Because, yeah, pick one. I feel like overseas would be better.
No, because I only want to go overseas for like a year. I only want to work overseas for like about a year. And the reason why I say only a year is because I really don't think I can last too long away from home.
Not really.
Yeah. Like perhaps I'll feel differently after a year being overseas, but I really don't think that I am the person to be away from home for too long. Because I can always go back, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, what are your goals? What are your goals this year?
I would probably just say property as well.
Property?
For sure.
It's something that we as a
generation,
we need to get in on it early because it's difficult to get into. Yeah. And a lot of people who are in property say like, no, it's not that difficult. But like, they're in a position that they know the skills, they know how to do it. So of course it's not going to be difficult for you. Mm. And I'm like, but I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
You know?
No one teaches you anything.
So you have to go into it. Mm. So that's the difficult part.
Mm.
Like you don't know where to go. You don't know who to talk to.
Google how to get property.
Nothing comes up. There's not a five-step like itinerary of what to do.
But that's why I think this is the time where our parents become the most useful.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
if they are willing to help, you know, like parents will be like, yeah, that's you on your own, or like they don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
They've just been given it or something.
Yeah. But yeah.
And I gotta say, that's fucking boring.
What?
That's your goal. It is. I'm like, yeah. Like, it's like open ended.
What?
That goal.
What goal?
Get property.
Oh.
I mean, I think you are correct.
I think the
thing itself, though, is pretty solid. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like a pretty solid thing.
I think it's. I was speaking to somebody, and they told me that you need to figure out what you want to do with property.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Open-ended, as in.
Yeah.
What are you going to move out?
Yeah.
Because then that's a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
And if you need to rent it out, that's also a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, open-ended isn't cool. So then you need to find tenants. You need to fucking check up on them all the time. You need to have a good relationship with them. You know, like.
It's.
It is a in itself an open-ended thing. Mm. It's just another thing on your plate, kind of. But I'm not. It's good to have on your plate. Hearty breakfast.
Yeah, but I think. Yeah, I think staying focused on goals this year is going to really help with the morale.
Of everyone.
If everyone can try.
It's a ripple effect, man.
Yeah.
Sure.
There was this flip. I can't remember who it was. I was watching this. Oh, Butler! Sorry.
I scream at them whenever
When you drive past.
I'm like, Butler!
There's a.
And they're like, I don't know. Like, none of them know me. Few of them still work. It's weird.
What was I saying? Goals. Oh, there's this entrepreneur who was speaking about creating achievable goals, right? And focusing. So focusing on. Let's say you want to buy a property, right? I'm going to use that as an example because we both want to do that. If you want to buy a property, don't focus on buying property. Focus on the achievable things. So don't give yourself a limit.
Mm.
Rather, give yourself an achievable goal. Yeah, so for example, get your credit score, and then next week you're going to go and visit 3 houses. Appointments for 3 houses. Right. That's your goal next week.
Actively doing these small
tasks instead of saying, oh, I'm going to get a property.
Yeah.
What happens?
You got to get your hands dirty, man. Yeah, you got to
start making the big goal your thing, make the small goals your achievable goals that allow you to get that bigger one.
Yeah.
And it
yeah, really break it down.
Yeah, and I realize like it's even in my work, I've realized that I've started doing that instead of trying to like really break it down. really break it down in order to and then hyper focus on those things, because it allows you to see what in your capacity is achievable.
Yeah.
And with what you when have. You and when you've achieved them, you actually feel more fulfilled instead of not achieving anything. And
hashtag motivational speakers, you know, hashtag get your hopes up, hashtag 2021 is our bitch, hashtag get wrecked 2021, hashtag hashbag, hashtag high and dry.
Another goal I have is getting better at freestyling.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? That's a good goal. That's a good goal. I think that's a good goal.
Because that's something you could do passively in the background.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's just a fun thing to do. I'm so worried about this.
How deep are we in?
How deep are we in?
Yeah.
How deep is your love?
And the ocean. That always plays in the gym. I don't fucking get it.
Because it's a good beat, man. Like if you're running, it's like, how deep is...
How deep do you want these calories burned? Calories burned. Yeah. How deep is your stomach? Are you fat?
I think. You know what we should do as high and dry is also release a single.
A single.
Yeah.
A single.
Or double because there's two of us.
just a fucking straight up duet, bro. We just start singing. Dude, like it's so funny how the idea of just in the middle, like while you're buying groceries and like your credit card goes bing and it goes approved, and you go, you look at your cashier, the cashier looks at you, and you look at the cashier looks at you, you look back at the cashier, the cashier's still looking back at you, and then you start singing, and you go, it worked. My credit card worked. And then the cashier is like, his credit card worked. And like they start, you know, imagine that everything just breaks down to song. And then someone in the background.
Life is a musical.
Like,
so basically.
Worked.
So basically, if life were musical, imagine that would be amazing.
Just once.
One day.
Just once.
24 hours.
I swear to God, like. If I die and that doesn't happen, yeah. Where everyone breaks out into song together, like a motherfucking flash mob, what the fuck's the point in this ride? What's the fucking point in this shit, bro?
Oh, flip, that'd be
amazing. If it ain't like those fucking Bollywood movies.
What's the point then?
What's the point then, bruv?
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, just to... We all have this task as like a work group, and you just break out to the classic. You gotta work this out. We'll make things right. The sun will shine if we work, do this right. Something like that. I can't remember. Oh, I think we were making.
You are like very off key and like was off I? Everything. I don't know, like completely off.
Was I off?
I think so.
Gotta work like that. That better. Gotta work it out. We'll make it right. The sun will shine. Is that better? Is that better?
I don't think so. I think that was
okay, you do it then. No. Then you do it. He's all critical here. Come on.
Okay, what's the key? I'm trying to remember. How does the song start? That's the thing. I need to figure out how the song starts. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you remember how Bohemian Rhapsody starts?
Mm-hmm.
This one always gets everyone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's got me.
Yeah.
But you know it now because you looked it up, right?
Oh, I've had to look it up.
Yeah, exactly. I've had to. What is it?
Is this the real life? Apologies for everyone listening right now.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. How much more of this do we have?
What do you mean?
This fucking podcast. It feels like we've been going on forever.
Oh, dude, listen, you just real
good. Yep. Up in this roof. Rough.
Yeah. So if you're still listening, thank you for listening. You still have some time with us. We aren't ending it. Anytime soon.
Well, aren't we?
No. We're not. Jesus. What's wrong with you?
I'm joking. No, this is a joke. It's all a bit. And getting lit, man. Yeah, it's smoked so much weed this year. Jesus Christ.
You mean it last year?
Just
or this year?
Sorry. Oh yeah. You know, people are still. Yeah.
I'm just asking.
This is the time.
It is like.
When the smart Alex fucking rise up and it's like, you mean last year?
You know what my ultimate pet peeve is when people like on the 31st are like, I'll see you next year.
Oh what?
On the 31st of December. Yeah. On New Year's Eve.
I think I did that once.
Like
but I was making fun of that.
It's ongoing now. And yeah. I'm just like, can you not?
Just basically did the reverse though. You fucking hypocritical cunt.
What?
You basically just you corrected what I said. Okay, I guess it's like kind of 7 days now. So.
Oh no! That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying like it is frustrating.
Yeah.
But like I was genuinely asking, what do you mean this year or last year? Because like this year.
Last year.
Okay, but yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, man, it sucks. It's so weird, and then so. Well, we've already described what 2020 was. I guess.
Everybody has their own opinion of how 2020 will end.
Yeah.
It would have been great if we knew what was going to happen. I wish someone was. Oh, again, this is going back to The Simpsons. We should actually really take note of what they're doing, because
the thing is that it does nothing.
What do you mean?
It does nothing. Whether you take note of it or you know what's going to happen, you think you know what's going to happen, or you think that you have a good enough idea, or you think that you are smart enough to maybe predict what happens, okay, cool, dude. It still happens.
Yeah.
It still happens. The fuck are you going to do? What? You going to tweet a lot? What? You're going to really share that share the fuck out of that Instagram post, and then the president sees it and is like, oh, whoa. It's not going to fucking happen, man. Fucking hell. Fuck, man. I get so fucking mad over fucking nothing. God, dude.
We haven't actually spoken about to... Flip, I went blank then. Sorry about that. We haven't really spoken about like the Simpsons thing. You said that you don't really think about it, or you do.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. And like, I think that people are full of shit. And
what do you mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't you think it's crazy? No,
it is weird.
It's crazy.
But it's like just the Simpsons have done everything. They just think of things.
Yeah, but like, don't you think that there's there's too many times where it's just been too easy for it to be called a coincidence.
Mm. So you think the Simpsons are Illuminati?
Dude, I don't
really
know.
Wow.
It's just.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
I do believe in a world. In a world order. I do believe that there's a possibility that there is a world order. Like it's not out of the realm of impossibility.
Wow.
Don't you?
Yeah, no, I think so, but I also think things are so chaotic.
Yeah, but they're chaotic for a reason. It's to keep order.
Yeah.
You know? Like if everyone was happy and like there would be absolutely no control.
Yeah, that's also so weird because, like, it's definitely in our own possibility to help everyone, right?
Yeah.
We all can.
Yeah.
But it's just, no.
No.
That's weird. That's weird to me.
What?
That makes me question whether things are there and made shit and... Not made shit, made certain ways, with shit being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, or a good enough kind of guess that there's something or someone in control, you know? Because,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I think about just the power of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how advanced actually propaganda probably is, and we don't even know, kind of. you know? Like that brainwashing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But aren't you kind of being brainwashed the minute that you can learn?
Yeah. That's true. Because you don't know, no one knows anything for sure. But we are going off the backs of others, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or the so-called experts.
Yeah.
Our government, right?
Not our government, but...
I mean experts and the government separately.
Oh, okay.
Not the government. Not that the government are the experts. I mean, like, experts isn't like scientists and physicists. And then that's the thing. As soon as I start calling to question that, it's like, bro, you don't believe in science. No. I think that everything is biased. Even science can be biased. For sure, right? Not like...
No, science... I think that science like is like the most unbiased.
Maybe when it's involving humans, you know?
What do you mean?
Like things that are like... Not science... But like psychology and like psychiatry, it's like that's like a wishy-washy thing, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so vague.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I'm super baked though. I saw this raw paper.
Do you want to take? You know, hold on, before you continue, you want to take your mic out and then just hold it.
Oh, why?
Because you're making a lot of noise.
Sorry. Okay, I'll stop.
You are struggling. You fading. Sheesh. Dude, you like went on a rocket ship. Soaring through the sky.
Soaring through the sky.
Isn't that like... That's that sound? That's
me.
Bikes passing like... through a road. Like, is like the new ice cream truck sound.
I sometimes hear the ice cream truck, though.
I do hear, but like
it's
barely.
It's very, very creepy. It has like the kids' music. It's like, Pennywise, is that you? Are you gonna eat my arm? Or?
Did you
watch the chapter 2 of It?
I haven't watched It.
Oh, do you not? The first one is. Don't work. It's not worth it.
Okay. And the second one, you think it was good? Oh. Don't even watch it.
Forget I said it.
Don't watch it.
No, just forget I said it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think and it's funny how like there's so many comic books and fictionalized things that have, you know, the New World Order like kind of concept. It's interesting to speculate and think that there is one presence that is the head of everything.
Mm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing. Who do you think is in Illuminati? Which are like public figures?
Or public figures.
What happens when?
I don't think public figures.
Is money, right?
Yeah.
It's money. It's all money. Because you know Jeff Bezos is on some shit, bro.
You see, the thing is, I think public figures are asked to join.
Yeah.
Right, but some of them say no, but it's not the public figures that you have to be fearful of, because they are invited, but they aren't given power So
who do you think out of all the public figures would be the perfect one, the one who's like not obvious?
So it's not obvious.
I have someone in mind, but I want to snap.
So public figures who's not obviously.
But they are. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It'd be like the biggest, like, oh, shit, really? Him?
Oh, snap.
Or they or whatever? X? Zimzer?
Flip. That's a very good question. Mm.
I have one in mind.
I've never thought about this.
And also that height of fame, you have someone? Like, there was someone who's really rich. Like, someone who's, like, very influential.
You know, maybe, like, Dwayne?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why is because, like, his... he'll throw you off. Like, his entire thing is to throw everyone off about what He
Okay, I have another good one.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran. You know what I mean?
Why?
He has that. No. Just like the hop. Like, Ed Sheeran's part of the Illuminati? What? I think that's like a great one.
Oh, that's actually perfect. Yeah, that's 100%.
Also, like, very, very famous. Very influential.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And like, he was like, grew up on the streets.
Yeah.
And like, he made a deal maybe with like a dude on like a cold night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I do think that.
I'll write that screenplay.
I do think that the Pope and the Queen.
Oh, for sure. The Queen. Oh,
100%.
But that's fucking obvious. That's the thing. It's like, when it's obvious.
Yeah, like it's obvious.
Oh, my God, bro.
And, yeah. Oh,
dude, I am hopped up on Monster right now, bro.
Fucking yeah, conspiracy town.
Okay, who else? Who else do you think?
Low key. Real low key. Huh?
Low key.
Lowest of keys, like.
Like, you know? Like a really low G, like maybe an F sharp.
Mm.
I thought that was funny.
Fuck, man. As soon as I said that, Ed Sheeran was so like, I could only think about Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Teddy. Teddy part of Illuminati.
Wait. Flip, what's his name?
People think Beyonce.
No, who would be perfect? Would be, Flip. Oh my gosh, what's his name? The guy that does the late night show or the late show?
Letterman?
No. No.
Jimmy Kim,
not Jimmy.
Jay Leno?
No. Crap.
The late show.
No,
Seth Meyers.
No. Sorry, I can't remember his name. But he's like
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, bro.
I hate Jimmy Fallon.
I really don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Do you like Jimmy Fallon?
100%.
Do you like watching Jimmy Fallon?
No.
He just laughs all the fucking time.
Like, but you know what I love? No, like.
Fucking idiot.
Oh my God. Jimmy Fallon. I think Jimmy Fallon is definitely part of the Illuminati. If there was one. If there is one.
Who do you think got contacted?
Who got contacted?
Yeah, by the Illuminati.
I think Jimmy Fallon was sent.
Beyonce definitely had a phone call for sure, right?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Michael Jackson may have been, maybe.
I think Michael Jackson had some power.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like there's a recruit.
Well, with the
so
kids
like, if you called, you're recruited in, right? You have no power.
Michael Jackson's voice was the hot, like the line.
And then he's still here. Imagine there was like a number to call, and then it's just like Mark Jackson. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Illuminati.
This is Illuminati.
This is MJ.
And Bubbles. Like this is.
This is
MJ's
Bubbles.
And Bubbles.
Welcome to the Illuminati for absolute control and mind control.
Press one for shit, I'm trying to think. I couldn't.
He couldn't. Okay, yeah. That's fine.
For media, for control of the media and social media, press two. For control over medical documents and pharmaceutical companies, drugs, and basically number one, mind control, press.
Your Michael Jackson's three. Gone.
Oh, is he?
Your Michael Jackson's gone.
Apparently, his voice actually wasn't like that. He put it on.
I heard differently.
Really?
Yeah.
It would make no sense. He's, you know. Do you think, what happened to his voice? Because his voice is not a man. It's not.
But it's because he was chemically.
Castrated.
Yes.
Do you think that's what it is? Apparently it's not that. Apparently
I thought
it
was.
I thought so too.
That's, what is it?
Why?
No, but.
Why?
But then so what is it?
I don't know. No,
but
I'm not sure.
Well.
Apparently not. That's what people say.
Oh, I think that
okay,
it is.
Who else? Okay. Michael Jackson, probably.
Jeffy did. Tesla.
Paul McCartney.
Elon's definitely.
Sure.
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kennedy.
Oh yeah,
100%.
He wanted to do away with secret organizations. So.
Yeah.
You got contact. You got the phone call.
You got the phone call. 100%. Right through the head. Yeah. He said no. right through the head.
Yeah, yeah. Couple times.
Who else? Flip. I had someone in mind, and now it's completely gone. Flip. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, fudge. I can't remember.
I'm trying to think. If anyone has any celebrities who you suspect are in Illuminati, please hit us up.
Let us know.
Okay, but this is okay, obvious ones, right? So there's like a whole bunch of people in Dubai, probably, right?
Yeah, they have like who their getaways like, there. They have their team building. They have their team buildings. They have their team buildings in Dubai.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that like we don't even know who the richest person is.
Yeah, like they say it's Elon, but yeah, it might not be.
Yeah.
Might not be.
Yeah. Elon Musk is probably as well, right?
Oh, maybe. He's definitely gotten the call.
Yeah.
He's 100% gotten the call.
Yeah. Joe Rogan. Think about that, bro, for a second.
Yeah, flip. Do you think Joe Rogan? Yeah, I'd put him on the.
Sports, like athletes, like Messi, like Ronaldo. Ronaldo probably. Messi, maybe not yet, but too short.
Ronaldo definitely. Messi, I think Messi. I think Messi has. Messi's definitely. 100%. I think Messi's really? Definitely. Yeah, Ronaldo as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. But Joe Rogan, I think so.
Really.
I think so. Yeah. Do you think he would say
anything or no? I mean, you wouldn't. You couldn't say anything.
You couldn't say anything.
Kevin Spacey for sure.
100%.
Ghislaine Maxwell. What's up with her? Hey, what happened to her?
No idea.
No one cares. It's out of the news.
It's out of our hands. Is it hands or hair?
I don't know. I need a comb. These girls, yeah, like all the presidents, pretty much. Like, there's probably a lot of like businessmen.
Probably not many African presidents.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Because they'd be like, hey, like they'd be like.
I feel like the entire Swiss country is probably
Illuminati. Yeah, bro.
Like if you are
Putin for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
All the presidents, Chairman Mao, and his son Bamachumatima, or whatever his name is.
That's okay.
Bamakima. Bamakima.
Okay, let's.
Yeah.
Who else? Okay, last one.
Movie stars. Okay, we said the big one, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, probably.
The Rock, we said already.
Yeah, the Rock.
I don't think Kevin would.
All the usual suspects, though.
Yeah, those are the. Those
except
are.
Ed Sheeran is quite an outlier, I feel. But I could also believe it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
the thing that's true. Like the doozy.
Yeah.
How about
also like young influencers
so like
you got your Logan Pauls your no, King no, back no, no,
no,
what
no, not Logan Paul.
Oh yeah no, no I don't think
not
so
yet,
either
not yet but like you got the Chris D'Amelios like the TikTokers maybe for sure
I don't know about the TikTokers I don't think they're there yet
probably some Instagram thoughts are as well. They're low key like dancing for some Illuminati men or women.
Okay.
I don't know. Cool. I don't know who runs it. I'm sure it's like a diverse group. I want Oprah, definitely. Oh, for sure, bro.
Oprah is definitely not on that list. She's probably like fourth or fifth rank.
She has several books lined up about it. yeah.
How I left the Illuminati. How I started the Illuminati.
Yeah, how I am the Illuminati.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Dude, I got real high and just watched a whole bunch of old Oprah. Bro.
Oprah.
It was fucking hilarious.
That's weird. That's funny. That's dude, pretty funny.
No, old Oprah. Not like the like self-righteous one. Like when she got like weird shit on before. Like
oh, yeah.
In the like early, like in the 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
No. Yeah, like 90s.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real fucking pleasure to converse, talk, and just be in your ears right now. We hope you have a great day, great week, great year.
And please go and follow us at High and Dry Pod.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram.
Share with your friends.
Share with everyone that you know and love. Because we love you.
Make sure you masturbate and keep things flowing.
And last but not least, one last celebrity that's probably in the Illuminati.
Oh.
Us.